blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on, God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
This Thursday at 1 o'clock, Dr. Amy House, psychologist and associate professor at Augusta University, is going to join me again to talk about drug addiction, and she's bringing a message of hope. That's right, hope for the addict, this Thursday at 1 o'clock. Sunday at 2 o'clock, I'm going to be sharing some information that Reverend Max Wilkins has for us when it comes to the way we respond to immigrants. Anybody ready to have a compassionate heart like our Creator? Anyone ready for that? Think about it. The most powerful person in literally all the world, the most powerful person in the world, is also the most compassionate. So again, I ask, anyone ready to develop the compassion of our Creator? Max Wilkins, Reverend Max Wilkins, will be talking with us about the ways that we respond to immigrants this Sunday at 2 o'clock. This Sunday at 2 o'clock. You can go to www.speakingwith.com. Click on this week's guests and topics, and you'll have the complete listing of who will be joining us and what the discussions will be about. How do you feel about where we are with regards to our wages in America? Wages in America, are you pleased? Are you satisfied? Some people are. Many people are. You have a lot of very, very wealthy people in America. We have a lot of people who are not necessarily billionaires. They may not be multi-millionaires, but they may be millionaires. You have some who are not millionaires, but they're doing very, very well, and they're pleased with where wages are in America. But we know that a lot of people, in fact, more and more people, are struggling to remain where they are. They're treading water, and they're working diligently and continually to keep their heads above water, whether they be middle class or poor. A lot of Americans are angry about wages because they've been basically kept stagnant for years, for all practical purposes, for decades. And we have a lot of people who blame this stagnancy on immigration. They say that the wages have not gone up because immigrants are here. But is it accurate to blame immigration on the fact that wages for so many people who are poverty-stricken, wages for so many people in the middle class have not gone up significantly, have not kept pace with the cost of living? Is that really caused by immigrants being here working? We know that a lot of people are quick to say they keep taking our jobs. But very often, as many people on the Republican side and the Democratic side, I don't know what independents have said about this issue. I just haven't heard it. But I've heard Republicans and Democrats say that many immigrants seek jobs that many Americans will not even accept, want nothing to do with. Is the wage problem in America truly due to immigration? Is it truly the fault of immigrants? Is it good for the psyche of we the people? Does it truly help us with resolution, with the way we respond emotionally? Is it beneficial to we the people to hear politician after politician blame wage stagnancy on immigrants? While immigrants have been coming to America, the payment of executives has continually and significantly increased. Significantly, often with the pay of executives being thousands of percentage points greater than the wages of the average worker in America. Remember now, they're saying wages have been kept down because of immigrants. There has been no way to increase pay because immigrants are here. And yet the pay of executives continues to go up and up and up in a skyrocket. Those salaries and perks did not increase themselves. People with the authority to determine executive pay have consistently and significantly made decisions to significantly increase executive pay. While immigrants have been coming to America, while the immigrants have been working, executive pay has skyrocketed. At the exact same time, pay to the majority of Americans has been kept low. Those wages have not kept themselves low. People who have the authority to determine the wages of the people have determined year after year for decades to keep wages low for the majority of Americans, including the middle class, and not just the lowest wage earners. The nation's wealth continues to increase significantly, and the system has been put in place and kept in place that keeps the bulk of the money directed to the few, the fewest riches, the richest few. Is it truly reasonable and helpful to be angry at immigrants and people of color as the sectors of our society continue to direct their anger where so many have historically directed it, at the groups who are being hit even harder than they are? Think about that. They're angry at the people who are doing worse than they are doing. They're angry at the people who are angry about where their wages are angry at the people who are being hit just like they're being hit, but even harder. Here's a note of irony. Many in the middle, for decades, have consistently and adamantly opposed increasing the minimum wage. Every time it's been proposed, even when eight years would have transpired since the last time the minimum wage was increased. When someone starts talking about increasing it again, people in the middle class become angry and say, no. No, 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 do not increase the minimum wage. And they're heard that people earning minimum wage are hurting more than they are. And they say the companies can't afford it. Companies can't afford to raise that minimum wage, and yet they get angry if they go 2 years without having their wages increased. So the companies can't afford to raise the wages of the middle class, but the companies cannot afford to raise the wages of minimum wage earners. Middle class have their incomes held down, and they become outraged. They feel the pain of their own struggles, and they say, raise our pay. They dismiss the even greater pain and the greater struggle of the people who are worse off than they are. And they cry out, keep their wages where they are. Don't raise their wages. And months later, they're looking at where they are, and they're outraged because they're still being forced to struggle, and their struggle seems to be getting worse and worse, more and more intense, and they get angry. And instead of being angry at the people who make the decisions to keep their wages low, rather than look at themselves as they seek out the people who will keep wages low, they look for scapegoats, and they get angry at the groups that are worse off than they are, who are also crying out, please increase our wages. We're struggling to survive. Wages in America. What can we do to improve the situation for every group that's in need of an increase? Starts out with sensitivity to everyone who's in need and no longer looking for scapegoats. Till next time.